views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Jen, and welcome to the show. I'm pretty excited. We sure have been working a lot to get all our streams working again. And so far, we look like we're okay. Of course, we're doing our backups to the backup to the backup. So if for any reason one of the streams isn't working, I'm talking mainly about the video. Everything's fine with WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio for audio. But, you know, I just don't give up because I know you guys are enjoying that. And as soon as we can get this thing stabilized, we will bring back the painting with another camera. So right now, we just wanted to stream, and it's interesting. I was working with my son yesterday on this for hours when we were doing so many tests, and he reminded me of something that I guess in the midst of all of this that we've been having happen, because we've been having some really interesting energy things going on for us with all this technology, just didn't want to play nice, since the beginning of November. And you guys have been fantastic, just hanging in there with me. I want to say thank you for that. Well, he reminded me of how my energy is. And if you haven't been listening or you're brand new to the show, the family teases me all the time because I've blown 5 or 6 motherboards and computers. And we always have quartz crystal around because my energy can kind of mess with things. I can't seem to wear watches. You know, everything just gets goofy. And then I realized, you know, I didn't think about that, but it's possible because I've been having quite a few energy surges myself. Everybody is in their own way. And I'm bringing all this up because I know you're probably experiencing something too. I mean, what is it that you're experiencing? For me, it's kind of like taking me back to the drawing board back in the day when I didn't realize I was doing all this to the computers. And so, right now, I'm not going to read or leak or mess with the chat over in the YouTube. So if you guys are over there, have at it, have a good time. But I'm trying to not overtax anything. I just want it to flow. So, and I will go back later and read that. But just know that energy can play some interesting games right now because we are changing frequency. Huge. And I've been experiencing some crazy stuff, but it was hard not to be discouraged or disheartened because you work so hard, and I'm so passionate about putting out encouraging positive news, positive information, encouraging you to stay in the game. Well, I've been having to do that with myself. I've been having to make sure I stay in the game and not give up. So we're just going to keep plugging along, right? Well, today I thought, what a great topic. And when I was meditating, I always meditate for what we're going to do on the show. And it was about, well, let's clear some energy. Because we just had another super moon on the 13th of December, a full moon. And it was a big deal. It was a Gemini full moon. And it's the last 2 weeks of December, the last 2 weeks of this 2016 crazy turn inward spiritual transformative year, which has been off the chart for all of us. Because 2017 is the beginning of a brand new cycle. I'm actually looking forward to it. At the same time, everybody feels a little nervous because it's going to be so new and so different. And I'm talking about the energy and things we're going to need to decide and choose. Okay, you're going to need to choose. So we're going to talk a little bit about how we can clear it and how we can define what frequency we're resonating at. We're talking metaphysical if you're brand new to the show. I love to get behind the energy behind everything that's happening. That's what we're doing. And we'll talk about some of the differences between third and fifth dimension. We hear about the fifth dimension being here already. Well, how can we tap into that? It's a choice. How do we know what we're resonating with? You know, how do we know? Where's our focus? Things like that. So we're going to fine tune that a little bit today and how you can clear. A lot of the things I'm talking about is because, and I'm sharing with you because it's not about somebody else doing it for you right now. I know. Here I am, spiritual teacher, energy healer, but it's not like, come, let me fix it and heal you. It's so different. It has to be you healing you, and I'm here to help you find a way to do that. Try something. If that doesn't work, try something else, but don't give up and do it. I'm kind of fascinated. Every day, I don't know what to expect either. I don't know if we're coming or going or, wait a minute, that was a surprise, you know, the whole thing. So we're adjusting, and we're having to adjust rather quickly. We're not used to that. We're used to going a little bit slower. You might be feeling a lot of physical things. You might be feeling like, what's going on? Why is all this flaring back up? Are you having a lot of dreams? I noticed some interesting dreams with this last moon a couple days ago. Wow. And it brought up history that took me back deep into my ancestry, actually. And I went, whoa, that's interesting. Because sometimes there's things that get passed along from family member to family member, you know, through the generations. What was it that I needed to let go of now? Because we don't need to take that into 2017. So I'm sharing that because that's where you are right now. That's what we're all working to do. This last 2 weeks is an opportunity to just dig in, get those corners of the closet that get missed, get that dark stuff out of there. Find a way to get rid of it. Find a way to let go of it. It's a releasement, and it's a choice to release. It's a choice. Everything's about a choice right now. And it's, you know, what do I do? What do I do? Choose. You know, I have a lot of people go, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get from point A to point B. You have to choose to go to point B. And that intention is going to get you started. And you know, for a lot of us, we've been waiting to see, you know, what's the accepted thing to do. And yeah, I mean, yeah, that's not quite the focus or the priority. And are you using your mind or your head versus your heart? Your heart's going to steer you in the right direction right now. And that's something that a lot of us are having to get used to. We're having to get used to working with energies that are taking us deep in the heart, the heartstrings, the passion. It's like, whoa, that just doesn't seem logical to do, but then we need to. And it might be just changing up your whole direction in life. It might be changing up location. It might be changing up everything, diet. Where are you not taking care of yourself and making yourself a priority right now? Because the key to this entire world changing for the better starts with where we go inside and we work on us. You've heard that before, but now it's like, get serious about it and do it. It's very serious. I mean, to me, it is. This is my whole, I feel like this is my entire life's work, is just getting the message out there somehow, some way. And don't think it hasn't been challenged lately, right? But we're still doing it. We are going to do this. So if something gets in my way again, I'll find another way around. I always refer to that. The water will always find a way around the rock. That inspires me to keep going. And I share that with you because we need to keep going. We don't want to stop now. And a lot of you are tempted to just go, oh, this is too hard. Forget it. I just can't do it. I know that's going through your mind. I'm here to tell you, I have felt it too. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to just throw your hands in the air and feel frustrated and just sit down and cry it out or just, you know, and But don't give up. Don't do it. Don't give up. I always, you know, and I have to say to the listeners, to the people that write in and communicate and let me know, give me feedback, I want you to know that I appreciate that. I need that to make the show better and to give you what you are looking for. Like, what kind of information are you looking for? Well, a few weeks ago when all this stuff was going down for me, just, you know, felt like everything was being disconnected for me and I just couldn't, it's like, what am I getting? Kicked to the curb and I can't broadcast anymore? I mean, what's going on? I got brand new equipment here. It's like crazy. Well, you, the people that are on the newsletter, they got the newsletter and I told them what happened. I'm being upfront and honest with you guys. I don't want to pretend if it's, you know, I'm being real. I want you to know that I'm a real person going through stuff just like you are. And you were writing in and you were giving me the most beautiful encouragement. It brought tears to my eyes and it touched my heart. And all I needed was one. I had several, but just that one that lets me know that it is helping and I am reaching you somehow, some way. It keeps me going. It keeps me in the game. That's all I needed. So what if you gave that to yourself? Just that little bit of encouragement. Think about that. We're going to take a short break. We're talking about clearing energy so we can transition into 2017 without the heavy baggage and the stuff that slows us down. We want to go into 2017 ready because it's a brand new beginning for all of us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are talking about using this last 2 weeks of December for clearing the energy so we can move forward into 2017. Now, why is that such a big deal? 2017 is the beginning of a new 9-year cycle when you look into the energy, the numerology, all of that kind of thing. And it's actually quite fascinating to research that because it's been running very consistent. I've been tapping in and, you know, connecting with the angelic realm, which I always do every day, but they're coinciding with that. And so I'll get information. It's fascinating how it works. I will receive information, and some of it's coming in differently now. Then I look to go, okay, is anybody else getting that? And then I'll go and do homework to see, and something will happen where it will just align and show me, yes, this is real. And so, because they're teaching me a new way to connect as well. And you might be finding that way. The old way that I used to connect doesn't seem to be working as like it did. That's because the frequencies are changing. It's kind of like changing the radio station. If you've got that frequency, you turn that knob, you're not going to pick up what you were picking up before. This working very similar to that. That's a way to explain it. I'm sure other people have another way to explain it, but I don't like to get so scientific and wordy that you're like, what did she just say? I'm trying to not do that, trying to just speak clear. And it gets fascinating because spiritual awakening is what you're feeling. We're all doing that. We're awakening, and it's coming from inside. That's what this whole year's been about. And a lot of us didn't want to turn inward like that. We're like, I don't want to go there. We have to go there. It's not about what's outside of you anymore. The way to change and be the most powerful shift of healing this whole place, this whole planet, this whole connection that we have to everything is going inward and facing those issues that you really don't want to face, but you need to. And if you need support with that, that's where someone like me, like as a teacher or a counselor or a spiritual counselor or something like that, or someone that you trust, a friend, that's where you can, you know, have help. But make it to where that it's a sounding board, not them just telling you do this, do that, or it won't work. For me personally, that's not the way I roll. When I'm helping someone that's going through a dark night of the soul, they need to speak freely and they need to go to it. They need to not avoid it, but I'm there as company, as support. And you need to feel free enough to make choices, to change your mind and not feel like, am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it wrong? There is no doing it wrong with this whole crazy thing. And nobody is ascending or waking up at the same speed either. We all have different things we're working on. We have different karmic patterns we may have brought in. We have different things we need to release, let go, forgive. We need to work with that. And so when I say that, what are some of the things that are common that I'm seeing out there that you might be feeling? So let's talk about that third and fifth and how you can define that so you know what to clear, okay? Now, third dimension's easy. Third dimension is what you're used to. All the scary fear tactics, all the stuff in the news, all the way we're getting upset about what's wrong in the world, all that stuff that you do know very well that affects you, that rocks your boat, that's all third dimension. Third dimension is not going to go away. Dimensions are just that. They're dimensions. They're different experiences, realities. Sometimes they call it parallel universe. I don't know. But a dimension is kind of like different floors of a building. Think of it that way. Yes. Several floors on the building. And the third floor is the third dimension. And then there's a fifth floor. Well, if you're on the third floor, do you really know what's going on the fifth floor? No. Because you're focused on what you're experiencing and what you're seeing on the third floor, third dimension, okay? Fifth dimension is here. Fourth dimension. Actually, they're all simultaneously existing. This is going into physics and quantum physics and all that. So, and in this concept or this perception, you're choosing to go to the fifth floor. You're choosing to go to that other dimension. Now, what would be different? That's how you'll know what you need to clear, because you can't be on the fifth floor if part of you is still on the third, because you're connected. Just think about it. You can't just leave you got to take your whole self, right? That is a way for you to kind of wrap your brain around what we're talking about and what's happening here. If you had if you really want to go to a different perspective of life, you're going to have to leave the old ones. You got to leave the third belief systems or the third perspective of life. So what you're focusing on is a really good way to start. A lot of people are recommending out there to just back off the news, back off all the stuff that's upsetting you and getting you all caught up in fear. The third dimension will continue to exist, but you can choose to not be a part of that anymore. Does that make sense? I don't know if it does or not, because this is something you're going to have to kind of work on individually, find your way through it. I know that fifth is where I want to be. Absolutely. It's where I want to be. I don't want to be hanging out and just not moving forward. Third feels very stagnant to me. It's just like, this doesn't work. This doesn't feel right. That's because you are feeling and tapping in that there's another existence out there that you would like to be a part of. And it's right there. You just have to put your focus there. You can't take the fear with you. You can't take the lower frequencies with you to that one. So it's, you can stay in third. The thing is, you can stay, they coexist together at the same time. And you're going to see where some people, it just seems like some people are in one and some people are in the other. You know, some people have everything going for them. Some people don't. You know, you're going to see it in different ways. You're going to see people that are really raising the frequency and on a different floor, our dimension, let's say the floor is the dimension, they're going to be healthier. Like, wow, they just seem to keep getting healthier and younger and stronger and more positive, and they just keep going. It's like, where do they get all this energy? Where if you look back, or you could have chosen, okay, I'm going to get sick and this is going to happen to me because this is what happens to all the women in the family or all the men in the family, or this is what is in my family. If you resonate with that, you're basically making a choice to stay in third. That's one example with the health thing. You can choose to be completely healthy. Now, wrap your brain around that. If that's not a miracle, I don't know what it is. Like, you can just choose, okay, I'm not going to be like that anymore. So in the fifth, say you got all these things going on in third dimension, but if you go to the fifth, you don't have any of it. You're fine. I know. It's like, wait, that means I must have died and gone to heaven. It's kind of going to feel like that, but not, because it's going to that place of higher frequency and love and living a better life and healthier, happier, everything without having to die. So we're kind of in a very unique experience. This is like something, you know, I don't even think they have it recorded anymore. It's just been something so new for history to go through this. So we all chose to be here for this. And the fact that you're here, you chose the challenge to do this and to rise up. And now it's figuring out how you can do that. How can I rise up? Okay. If I chose to be here, why am I going through all this stuff? Because it's helping you. It's helping you to push through. Everything we go through can teach us something. Or we can choose to let it swallow us up and keep us down in that lower density. You see? So if you were like, I need to find a way out of here. You feel like you're just trying to find a way out and rise up. Look at how you approach things in your life. Okay, let's go with that. How do you approach when something happens? When something pops up and causes a problem? How do you approach that? Do you like, oh, great, it's going to happen again? Or you get around somebody, oh, great, now I'm going to get sick again. No. In the fifth, you don't even think about that. You don't worry about who's got what. You don't need to get it. You just choose not to. I know. And every now and then, it trips me up too. It does. But for the most part, the more I get back up and go, no, I'm not going there, my health keeps improving and it just keeps going. As I get older, I just feel better. And I'm not perfect at it either. I get tripped up too. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was around some major bronchitis stuff and I got a little bit, but nothing like before where it was really serious. Like back in the day when I grew up, I was constantly getting this stuff. And as I got older and I started learning about energy and energy healing and natural herbs and things, I go through things very mildly. I don't feel them like that. And so I'll get something and then it's like, oops, stop. I make myself priority. Got to get better. Boom, go. And it's over with so much faster. It's not like lingering. And then it goes into secondary infections and all of that kind of stuff. I know some of you out there are going through some health challenges. I get that. And I'm not trying to say, I don't know how I can do that. You got to start somewhere. You've got to start somewhere. Look at what you're putting into your body. Does it need detoxing? Does it need an emotional positive incentive? You know, I mean, sometimes we just need to be more positive about ourselves. Are you positive about yourself? Are you positive? And do you love yourself enough to go, you know what? I don't need to be sick anymore. I'm going to choose to get past this a different way. Are you being proactive to do something about it? All of this is the spiritual awakening. All these things that you're being challenged with right now that you're going, wow, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing with this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You just need to do something different and try it. So we're working on clearing energy so we can transition into 2017. It's a big deal. So when we move into 2017, we can put all of our focus on the brand new beginning and not have this lingering, you know, heavy baggage of old stuff, wasting our time and our energy. That's why you want to take right now to do that. So we're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we're back, and welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. We are live streaming with TransformationTalkRadio.com, WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and we're live video streaming on my website. You can just go to the website, JenRoyster.com, and also on YouTube. So that's kind of embedded right on the website, too. So, guys, we're talking about clearing the energy so we can transition into 2017. It's a big deal. Now, we were just talking about the health thing. So I had a very interesting email, someone that found the show. And it's actually, I had to read it twice. I had no idea. But we have a beautiful message here I'm going to read to you. And her name is Helen, and she is in England. So here's what happened. She said, I feel I can't type this email quick enough. I found your show by total accident. Misspelled something led me to your February 2nd, 2012 show. 2012. So she's listening to one from, 4 years? I went, 2012. So she was listening to an archive of a show from way back then. And this just was this week. And she said, oh, my God, was this spirit leading me? So that was beautiful how that happened for her in a synchronicity. There was something in that that helped her. And she said, I have the exact same headaches as the first caller. So we were talking about callers or headaches and things like that then. And she said, you could have been talking to me. Please, please, could you ask Raphael to help move my energy out of the back of my head? I have had Reiki, and she said, I have purple rain in my head, which I found that very intriguing, so I'm going to address that. And please send healing energy to me if you can. And she was trying to find a way to actually call into the show, but she is in England, so that might have been a little tricky for her. And I'm sorry if I'm not making any sense. I just feel so excited that you have been brought to my life. And so I'm just a messenger, and talk about messages getting through somehow, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show. So really touched my heart, like, wow, this is why we go through all this to do this. And you seem to do so much good for people who are struggling with pain to the point of tears. So she really, something got through to her in that message. And I would have to go back and listen to see what that was from 4 years ago. But I want to say to you, Helen, it was beautiful to see, and it came, and you had no idea you were encouraging me to keep going at the time with all the things I was having happen. But that purple rain, here's what's interesting, and I want to address that. When I saw that, it was something I was going to talk about today anyway with the purple. Purple is a very spiritual color, and some of you that study metaphysics, you may have heard of the flame, the violet flame, the diamond violet flame. It's more like if you visualize that you want something to be healed or regenerated or transformed. Like that's what I do. When I find something, I focus all of my energy onto this beautiful visual of a diamond violet flame, and it's like an all-consuming flame that just takes and wipes out any of the problems. That's what I do a lot in a meditation. And when she said you had purple rain, I was like, I found that fascinating, because some of the headaches that are coming in with our bodies changing right now are spiritual in nature, because we are changing ourselves constantly. We're our bodies are shifting to a higher frequency cell that can hold a higher frequency, kind of like an upgrade to our bodies so they can handle a higher frequency. Computers are a good analogy. We upgrade to newer everything, and then it's got to work, right? And it's kind of bumpy. But at the same time, once it gets all upgraded and everything syncs up, now you have something that works better than the old, or you have to upgrade your software. This is a good analogy for what's happening with our bodies, because our bodies are adjusting and they're acclimating and they are aligning to living in a higher frequency, because the frequency is rising here on Earth. That's how you're going to feel like you fit in, or it's a smoother sailing, so to speak, when you go with that. So what it does is it'll upset the apple cart a little bit. If you hit a strong higher frequency to an old model computer, it won't be able to handle it. Some of the headaches and some of the discomforts, or it's the hitting the dense energy. Because it was purple rain, I actually think that that's positive, because that is a very spiritual healing color. And it is a seventh chakra color that is in the top of the head. So Raphael absolutely can help guide you, Helen, or anybody else experiencing something like this, to what can you do differently? What could you add? What could you stop doing? What could you stop eating? What could you start doing for you? Because that is how Raphael is really helping us in a very powerful way right now. He is the healing angel, and he has got a beautiful energy that will help you. He will help you help yourself. Let me put it that way. All of them are doing that right now. And I kind of like that, because it feels good to know that you did something good for yourself. And you're like, I'm stronger than I thought. You're looking for, what is that nudge? He'll give you nudges, like suggestions, and it'll be repetitive. So bringing him in, absolutely. If you want him there, he is there. And what is that repetitive message that he's giving you to try? So first off, the rain coming down, if you were to visualize that as that violet flame to consume whatever density is there that's causing the pressure, and sometimes it's just the pituitary expanding to the higher consciousness. And so I've even had about 4 weeks. It was all when the computer stuff was happening too in November, 4 weeks of some crazy headaches. And I knew they were coming in from the frequencies. So I had to just I had to adjust my diet, make it lighter. I had to do a little bit different while I was going through that. And once it processed, then I was starving high enough. And then I ate something different. But so you'll go back and forth with different frequencies like that to align. So sometimes we have to back off. Sometimes we have to add. Sometimes we have to emotionally release a charge. If you were dreaming, or if you're thinking about things, or where is your mindset, look at that. And I'm talking to everybody that might be experiencing something like that. You might be second guessing yourself sometimes. So let's move on. So Helen, absolutely. And I'm thrilled you found the show, and we hope that you'll be with us every week, because we're still going strong here in 2016. We've had to upgrade and change a lot, so we're still working on that. But, what a beautiful message. And you just never know how you're reaching somebody. You never know. And when you're working on you, when you're working on your positive growth, when you're working on your healing, when you're working on your self-love, you now are setting an example that will inspire another out there. That's what you do. So instead of making it about them, because now you're avoiding what you need to fix within yourself, because if we all have energy within ourselves, we need to be working on that. We need to make those choices from within us. That's where you have all the power. If you want to look at it that way, that's where you can make a difference. That's where it happens. So look at what you could do different. Look at what you could stop doing. Look at how you could be thinking more positively about a situation. If you find that you have a pessimistic response to something immediately, what could you do to practice doing that a little bit different? What could you do? You might feel that initial response come in, and it's like, I don't know. Okay, recognize that. Here's where the angels can really support us right now. Ask them to show you clarity and to help you with where you're picking up, I could change my attitude about that, or I could learn to open up my heart a little bit more there. And when you find that there's something that you feel is holding you back, or if it feels like a barrier or a heavy emotion, think about that purple violet flame I was talking about and just light it up. light it up. It's kind of like, I call it the all-consuming flame. Just like, clear it out. I had visions. I see symbols and different shapes, and I get interesting things sometimes with visions, and sometimes I'll see symbols. And sometimes that could go down a path that's kind of scary, like a dark art. And I don't really like to focus that way. I just go, well, why is it there and how can it go away so it can not stop me or not stop the person I'm trying to help? And we work to focus on visualizing a positive with that. Love is what is most powerful in any situation like that. So we got to get away from focusing on, oh my gosh, my house is haunted or something's after me or this or that, you know, the negatives or the fear factor. Okay. It's really fear. We've got to move into a position of, every time you feel that, what can you do to send love to that? What can you do to make it different? What can you do to make something much more positive for you? Take it in and not let it tear you apart and bring you into that emotional frequency that's so much lower. Because that just draws in the stuff you don't want, right? All that lower frequency is just going to draw it in. So when you look for that, now you're on to something. So I'm hearing very loud voices outside my window. I hope it's not picking up, but I hear somebody outside that I can't do anything about because they're next door. So if you're hearing that, it's not here. Anyway, we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap it up because I want to help you clear. I want to help you find a way so you're ready for 2017. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show or you're watching at jenroyster.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back for the last segment. We've been talking about clearing the energy, finding clarity so we can transition into 2017 without the weight, the emotional baggage, the issues. We want to move into 2017 without all that. Now, I know some of you are out there going, well, what if I don't get it cleared out by then? Well, you'll carry it with you. You will. You'll be a little slower, but it's not like it's not going to happen for you. It's just that you'll be able to move much faster if you don't have the weight on you. So it's if you don't have the energy, the heavy energy on you, if you are, you'll be able to just move through and not feel drained and worn out. It won't be all this sidetracking and this distraction and all that. So the more you can deal with releasement and moving forward, emotional balancing, truly taking care of yourself, the number one thing would be love yourself. Love yourself. That's right. Love yourself. If you can do that, you will find a way that will help you transition gently. So the energy's coming in really fast. So if you look for ways you can love you, that you can honor and respect yourself, not berate yourself when things pop up. What could you do? How can you make yourself a priority when you're tired or you feel like you're coming down with a cold? How can you make yourself a priority? Now, that's really tricky sometimes with moms with young kids and you just go, 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 go. I know that, but where there's a will, there's a way. You will find a way. The water will find a way around the rock, right? Remember, that's the motto. Water will find a way around the rock. I can find a way around this. I can find a way to make this work. If you have that intention for self-love, here's the biggest thing you need to take with you out of this show, okay? If you have that intention for positive change, there will be opportunities that will present themselves. You will draw in what you need because the universe, the angels, your higher self is all about you going here, okay? This is what we want. We are working on a spiritual awakening that brings our higher self to take the reins in our life, to be in the driver's seat versus the way we were doing it before. That's going to change everything about how you approach everything. That's why there's going to be so much change. It's going to be everything so different because if you work from your heart and your higher self, you're going to make a lot of choices that are very different than the way you used to make choices. And that is the beginning of a better you, a healthier you, a happier you, and a better world. So if we all did that, can you just imagine? So but that is what we do. When you're working on you, you will inspire someone else to work on them. And you don't have to try to do it. You don't have to try to fix anybody. You don't have to try to make it happen. You don't have to try to say, oh, you should eat this and do that or blah, blah, blah. Just live by example. Start there. Let go of that need to go fix something else outside of yourself because that's what is tripping you up and sidetracking you a little bit. You need to work on you. You need to bring it home. You need to bring it right back here. Choices from the heart, working from your heart, working from your higher self. Your heart-based choices are where it's at. It really is. That's a powerful energy there that will take you in the direction you need to go. And that inner voice will come through better. And what works for me may not work for you. Or what works for, in some cases, what works for one person in the family doesn't work for the other person in the family. So it's being okay with that. It's coexisting and everybody finding their path and their way, because we're all on those journeys to work on what we need to work on. We're a collective, as we're part of a whole, but at the same time, we have these individual things we do to be a contributor to the whole. So when you don't work on yours, it's not contributing, right? This is how you contribute. This is how you make a difference. And you got to do it. You know, you got to do it. So I say that because I'm excited. That's what I'm doing. That's what this show is about, to help you understand that. We talk about lots of things here that are about working to make you healthier, to raise your frequency. You can connect better. You know, a lot of people working on their intuitive skills. Well, that intuition is coming from the heart. That's going to come from the higher self. That is that inner voice. That is that connection with spirit. That is an amazing frequency you want to work with. And you may not be used to that running the show for you. You may not be used to that at all. You want to practice with that. And it'll get interesting, because sometimes it'll challenge you on what seems to be what you should or shouldn't do, or, well, this is what everybody else is doing, but my heart's telling me to do something else. Yep. Yeah. Why are you so afraid to be different from the pack? You know, why are you so afraid of that? This whole world is transforming into that, not being afraid to go a different direction, because that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. Some of us, and then, you know, you're going to help somebody else go, oh, well, if they did that, then I can do that. Right. So what could you do today to love you, to bring that power of love, which is the energy healing, because the angels, your higher self, everything in the universe is going to totally support you when you have that intention to make yourself, healthy, more positive, release these things that you don't need so you can really move forward. I mean, it's going to be an interesting year to watch in 2017. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing what happens. And it's going to be a lot of things that are different, a lot. It's going to be different. But I'm actually looking forward to seeing what happens, because this whole year has been, wow. What is that old phrase that I've heard? You feel like you've been yanked through a knothole backwards. Have you ever heard that one? Is that how this year has felt? you just kind of like, oh gosh, growing pains. Whoa. It is like that. But don't be afraid to grow, because you're going to feel it a little bit. The heart needs to open up. One more thing I want to leave you with before we go, because we're about 2 minutes out and we got to go. Your heart needs to open up to receive love. If you feel denied of love, or you feel isolated, or you feel like you don't have anything, you've got to open it up. You got to go there. Start making choices from the heart. Start opening the heart. Don't be afraid of being hurt to put love out. A lot of people have done that. They pulled themselves. They've withdrawn in. They call it the cave. They're like all inside, and they won't come out, and they won't let anything in. They won't let anything out, because they're afraid they don't want to get hurt. They don't want to get rejected. I know. I've been down that road too. But we have to open it up. We have to open our hearts. We have to make choices from our heart. We have to change how we're approaching life. We change our perspective if we listen to our heart more. And nobody's telling you. If you're listening to your heart, it's not like I'm telling you what to do or somebody else. It's you listening to you, your higher intelligence, your higher self that knows the game that's right for you. So you're learning really to trust yourself. It isn't about trusting anything but that. Trust issues, you got to work with trusting yourself. You've got to listen to that and trust your heart. And I bet if you really think about it, it's kind of hard if you're not used to doing that. Or you're worried about what somebody else is thinking, or the whole thing. Guys, I want you to know that everything I'm talking about is very, very possible. It's hard to explain in words, but it's not impossible. It's actually quite miraculous. The fifth dimension exists right now. You've just got to decide to be part of it. But in order to do that, you got to let go of the third dimension weight that's holding you back. You can't get there with it. So work on these next 2 weeks with the energy before the next new moon and the first of the year. Work on what you set intention. Say, what is it that I need clarification on that I need to let go of or just move on? It might be to just stop focusing on something so much. Sometimes it's that easy. Are you overanalyzing? Are you overthinking? Are you fretting? That would be just stop doing that, right? That's all mental energy. If you go into your heart, it's going to be different. You may need to cry it out some. What's wrong with that? It's a natural part of you. It's a beautiful way to release energy. It might be that you need to reach out. Maybe you just need to do some self-care and work on you being healthy inside, outside, diet, emotionally, your thinking, where you focus. If you work on all those areas, you're going to rise. You're going to rise in your frequency. It will raise up. It will do it very quickly. You will feel very different. So with that said, I want you to know that. But we've got to go. We're out of time. So I want to say thank you for listening. You guys have been amazing. I love you all. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.